He yawned. My father has as little imagination as my sister Berenice. Oh, gods, forgive them. How can I shake him into caring about our people or the world around us? By no means do I think he lacks intelligence, but he is not a man who reflects on significant things. For a king, this is a disgrace. Though he has told me many times that I am his favorite daughter, the affection I felt for him as a child is growing cold. This saddens me. I know I am young and have much to learn. That is why I study royals from the past, because I can follow their examples. The Queen of Sheba so desired in her heart to have knowledge that she rode by caravan all the way to Jerusalem to meet King Solomon, the wisest man on earth. Queen Esther of Persia saved her Jewish people from slaughter by bravely standing before King Xerxes. Nefertiti, she, too, was brave. These queens were once as young as I am now, and they didn't have a library or museum in which to study. I am most fortunate.
It's interesting that Cleopatra ends here by saying, "I am most fortunate," after she said that her father has become a disappointment to her. I think that what she's saying is that she does have role models to turn to. Nefertiti, the Queen of Sheba, and Queen Esther, as well as the ability to seek out and gain knowledge. That's how she's learned about these women of the past, by going to the library and museum and reading about them. These two things, role models and knowledge, she's saying, are important for moving forward in life. Keep reading, starting at the top of page 76, where it says sunset.